USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wildfires continue to wreak havoc in California, north and south. More than 10,000 structures have burnt to the ground in the Camp Fire, which has also killed 56 people. A CAL FIRE spokesman has more numbers on that blaze.
35% contained. Total personnel assigned to the fire, 5,473.
In the south near Los Angeles, the Woolsey fires destroyed about 450 buildings. That fire is also blamed for at least three fatalities. Lawyer Michael Avenatti is denying charges of domestic violence after his arrest in L.A. The lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels calling the allegations completely bogus, saying they're meant to hurt his reputation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The administration continuing to keep a close eye on Central American migrants, the first of whom have made it to Tijuana.
Defense Secretary James Mattis was at the southern border to visit troops sent to help stop illegal crossings. Mattis said troops right now are focusing on building fences.
With what we've been asked to do so far, probably within a week to 10 days, we'll have done what's needed. Now, there, of course, it's a dynamic situation. There'll be new requests coming in.
And that could include moving troops around as the caravans change course. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Prosecutors in Saudi Arabia say the killers of journalist Jamal Khashoggi will be facing the death penalty. 11 people have been charged for the October 2nd murder. The first big winter storm of the season is hitting the eastern portion of the U.S. Winter storm alerts are in effect from Arkansas to Maine. And over 80 million people could be impacted. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today is Great American Smokeout Day. It's the annual intervention held by the American Cancer Society aiming to help people quit smoking cigarettes. And this year's theme is Day One, which means you don't have to quit today, but just start a plan to quit, since doing so is a process, according to experts. Over 30 million people in the U.S. smoke cigarettes, and smoking takes the lives of around 480,000 people a year. And the American Cancer Society says over 16 million Americans are living with some kind of smoking-related disease. Last night was country music's biggest night of the year as they handed out the 2018 Country Music Association Awards in Nashville. Among the winners for Entertainer of the Year, it was Keith Urban, who told reporters after his win,
"Someone said, did you do any campaigning?" I went, "I just played every night. I mean, that was it. We just played and did what we do to every other tour."
Other winners include Carrie Underwood for Female Vocalist of the Year, Chris Stapleton for Male Vocalist, Luke Combs wins New Artist of the Year, and for Album of the Year, it's Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves. Song of the Year and Single of the Year both went to Chris Stapleton for his hit, Broken Halos. USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.